Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Speaker, and this week kicks off our brand new podcast format. Now you can listen to us talk about small business, marketing, and life in 5-minute bite-sized chunks every Thursday. This week, we are going to be expanding on an article we wrote a few months back about the Canned Spam Act. We'll also be answering some common questions about email marketing from small business owners. So, what is the Canned Spam Act? Put simply, it provides regulations and guidelines for internet marketers in order to help protect consumers. When I describe it, I like to break it down into its 5 main pillars. Number 1 is that your header info must be accurate. This refers to things like the domain name and email address that is being used in your message. It's pretty easy to stay out of trouble with this one. As long as you aren't pretending to be from a domain other than your own, you should be fine. Number 2 is that the subjects of your emails have to be truthful. Don't claim to be giving away something for free if you aren't, and don't make claims that aren't legitimate. The third pillar is that you must provide a way to opt out or unsubscribe from your emails. Once you receive an unsubscribe notice from a user or a reader, you have to comply within 10 business days. Luckily, most email marketing software and companies will already take care of this for you, so you won't have to worry about it unless you're doing the campaign on your own. Number 4 is that commercial emails must identify themselves as an advertisement or solicitation in some way. While there is no hard and fast rule as to how this must be done, as long as you aren't trying to conceal who you are in a shady manner, you should be fine. Bonus points if you include in your email where they signed up for your email list at. The 5th and last point is that your email must include your business's physical address. Like most of the other rules outlined in the Canned Spam Act, this is another way to help consumers know who is really sending them email and if they can be trusted. Now, as long as you follow those 5 main pillars, you shouldn't have to worry about your email campaigns having any issues with the law. Continuing with our theme of email marketing, let's take a look at some common questions we come across. Question number 1 is, where can I find emails to place on my marketing list? Now, the most common form we recommend is by using sign-up forms through your website, either in the footer, in your content, the sidebars of blogs, anything like that. You might also have some success using more traditional methods, such as physical sign-ups at events or through hosting a contest. If you need to get a lot of emails quickly or are looking for a focused group to email blast in a one-time campaign, purchasing a list might also make sense. Question number 2 is, can I use scraped emails in my marketing? This one's a little more difficult and may require looking into the specific laws regarding advertising where you live. In most cases, I suggest not using scraped emails if possible. Receiving unsolicited marketing emails is not only annoying, but it may be seen as violating the Canned Spam Act, depending on how your emails are worded, what kind of content they contain, how often you're sending them, etc. Now, our final question is, how often should I send emails to my subscriber list? Now, the exact frequency of your email campaign depends on your industry and the goals you have for your campaign. I find that the best frequency to send emails at is whichever you told your subscribers when they first signed up. If they signed up for weekly emails, send weekly emails. If they signed up for monthly emails, send monthly emails. As long as you're upfront with how many emails they'll be getting and send quality content, any frequency is pretty much fine. For those of you that want a hard answer, I personally prefer weekly. Not only do I typically see the best results from campaigns using this frequency, but it fits with my own personal flow. All right, that wraps up our episode. If you have any other questions about email marketing, ideas for future episodes, or pictures of dogs dressed up as bears, please send us a message or leave a comment below.